Shalom. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are, because I know that you are all around the world. And we have this marvelous, marvelous opportunity to join in prayer together from all around the world and meeting up at the throne of God and God condescending to use us and to interpret and give us his wonderful word. I want to do some housekeeping here. I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. So the regular Prayer Mountain prayers will be there. There will be a delicious food and a home-cooked meal, Bless the Lord, by Ozark Nana, Elaine. And you only can join at noon today by going to billybrim.org. You won't be able to do it just on a phone call, I don't think. We're going to pray at exactly 12:15. This is going to help Brother Max, who is in Bahrain. Sometimes I teach in the morning. I teach at noon. But I'm not going to be doing that today. I'm just going to be sharing a bit. And then we're going to pray at exactly 12:15. I have been asked to join a Zoom meeting this afternoon with, I think, about 10 Christian leaders with the ambassador from Israel to the United States. He's at the Israeli embassy, and he is the Israeli ambassador to the United States of America. He wants to understand Christians, and that is going to be a tall order because they're so different, and that is hard for Jews to understand, but that's what he wants to understand. So the call is scheduled for 2:30 Central Time. So I will need to end in time for me to regroup and set up the Zoom call upstairs in my office at Prayer Mountain. So we're going to get through at surely by 2 o'clock, and that'll give me about half an hour. And so we need to start on time and end on time. And so I'm going to be going up to my office then and doing the call. And then the rest of the dear folk out at Prayer Mountain are going to be going out to the tent on this day and having a great meal. Brother Max is in Bahrain right now. Isn't it amazing what we get to do? Speak with the ambassador from Israel to the United States, go on a mission for the United States, and which will benefit Israel and Jordan. And Max is doing that in Bahrain right now. Max, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Miss Willie. I am here.
How is it in Bahrain today?
Oh, it's a little cloudy and windy, but it's so beautiful. Bahrain is an island, very much an island, the size of smaller than, it's really small. I wish if I have Isaac to tell me, Isaac, that little kid who came to our church, forgot his dad's name. He will tell me the square footage of it. But I got here yesterday, and I thought I'm coming to Bahrain right away, but then the plan was changed in Washington, D.C. So I flew from Washington, D.C. to Riyadh, to Saudi Arabia. We attend a meeting there. We attended a meeting there for an hour and a half. And then after that, I flew to Bahrain. So it's been really packed, 36 hours between traveling, the meeting in Riyadh, and then Bahrain.
The Saudi prince was with President Trump. Was your meeting with the Saudi connected at all with President Trump's meeting?
It's somehow, but it's mostly about really... it seems like about the Abraham Accord. It's about Israel. It's about the United States. It's about Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It's involved a lot.
It's just amazing.
Dust.
Just think of it, folks.
Yeah.
Our dear Max, how God is using him. Amazing, amazing. So you were in Riyadh, and then you flew. What airline did you fly from Riyadh to Bahrain?
It was a private flight.
That's what I thought, a private, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Man,
they
oh, man.
It was a I never wrote a
Did
private. It was
you
a
talk
Fulton
about
something.
money? There's money in this earth. The Saudi prince has promised to give $1 trillion into the American
Yes.
economy. 1 trillion. Can you think of that?
A lot of money.
It's a
Yeah,
lot of
but God
money.
is bigger than that. God is way bigger than, yeah.
God is way bigger than that. Max, I want to talk about your Jordan meeting. Exactly when does it start, and what is it exactly, and who will be there?
Okay. Who will be there? So Jordan meeting will start on the 4th of December, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Quinn will be
Fourth.
arriving to Jordan, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Quinn will be arriving in Jordan on the 30th, I believe, of November. But this meeting is about gathering the nation, and it's about Ishmael. It's about the brothers of the sons of Ishmael. And we are gathering the church in Jordan, and we're bringing people from Lebanon, we're bringing people from Iraq, Egypt, and Syria. Of course, Jordanian congregations, pastors. So Kamal and I will be here for a 3 days conference. We will have three services a day. We have a campus. We took a campus here in Jordan. So all the rooms are in the campus, so people don't even have to leave the area. And we have Americans coming with Quinn and Kathy by the end of the month. I think 13 of them coming from the States. Brenda and Tony will be with us, and Brenda is speaking about the authority of the believers, and I will be translating for her. So this meeting, we just seen the movement of God, just
Okay.
like in my meetings
So would
the
you
other
say
days, I
that
just like.
the people that are coming that you're trying to reach are like pastors and Christians from which countries?
Iraq, of course, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon.
All
And it's
right.
not just pastors. We're inviting other people, Christians
Christians, though.
in Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan needs to
Believers.
understand. Jordan needs to understand. The church needs to understand in Jordan why even Israel exists. Because
Yeah,
that's what we've been
yeah.
going. There's a challenge in Jordan because of the mix of the life of the Islam,
Sure,
and there's
sure, sure, sure.
2% Christians in Jordan, so they're just and
Yeah, there's a
God has
great,
shown
great
us.
need.
Yes,
Great, great
exactly,
need.
especially for the days coming.
So
So in that we are.
we've got to lift this
Go
up
ahead.
in prayer. Now that's December 4th, 5th, and 6th. We've got to remember to lift that up in prayer. And Brenda, I know for one, she's going to be speaking as soon the day she arrives. And so she's kind of thinking about that. But she'll do fine. We're going to pray for her. And the authority of the believer, the book, my little mini book that most of you have,
Yes.
Max has seen to getting that printed. Ramon, our Egyptian friend and brother who pastors in Kansas now, but who is a graduate of Rhema and also 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute, he translated it, so I know it's a good translation. And Max has had it printed, and Brenda's going to be teaching there from it, actually, and it's going to be available for the people. And another thing, we've had some dear friends, the Hankins, Mark and Trina Hankins, who have been in Lebanon during all the troubles that's been over there recently, and they want some books for our Lebanese friends. So we're going to get more printed, and then also the budget for the meeting. Max told me how much is in their account for the meeting, and it's really not very much, folks. Barely enough to keep the account open, I imagine, at the bank. So we need to have some contributions given, and you can just send it. You can go to yeshuasloveheals.org or .com, I think. That's yeshuasloveheals.org. Or .com, and then we'll get that built up so that they can have a And then if there is anything left over, which I wouldn't doubt that there would be, it'll go into ministry in Jordan and might even go into printing some more books. Bless the Lord. So we're going to pray about that meeting today. Praise the Lord. Anything else you'd like to say about that, Brother Max?
I mean, just God is so good. The WWP is all our, you know, prayer warriors. We wouldn't be here today without prayer. And there's a lot of, again, a lot of need in Jordan for those families to bring. Even the Jordanians themselves, they can't even afford to spend the night in the camp.
No, you're bringing a lot of people.
Providing. We
That's
are,
where
yes,
the money goes. The money
people.
Is going to
yes.
bring the people to the meeting. So we want to
and
have
pay
a part
for the
of
rooms
that.
And meals. Yeah, amen. Yeah, all of it, very much.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to pray for their rooms,
yes.
pray for their meals. They don't have the money. It's not an economy like we're blessed with over here. And so
it's not.
They're taking it upon them from Iraq, from Jordan. Do you have anyone from Syria? I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, we have from Syria coming. Syria, they're going to be traveling via, ground, buses, whatever.
Okay.
But Lebanon, they're going to fly. We bought the tickets for Lebanon already.
You did.
We're purchasing tickets today for the Iraqis. By tomorrow, they're to be in Jordan. You know, God is so good. I mean, he put us there for a huge, huge reason, just for the future. Our prayer, it's been all... about the future. It's been about the future.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And what?
The immediate
future. And
what? What God wants. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. We're here. We're here. This is it. It's now. It's now. And so we're glad to have a part in this meeting, glad to have a part in these people coming. We're going to wire some money from Prayer Mountain. And then I think that if you're going to send some money by mail or a slower way, it wouldn't hurt to go on Yeshua's Love Heal and tell them that you're sending some. Bless the Lord. Our tour to Israel, of course, is coming up. Next Wednesday's prayer will be by a phone only in the morning and at noon because it's the day before Thanksgiving and our people are getting ready. The people who work for us, and we want them to be able to be with their families. So we won't cancel prayer, of course. We never cancel prayer. But we will have it at 8 o'clock in the morning and at 12 noon next Wednesday. We're getting ready to go to Israel. I will be leaving a little early so that I can get there and rest before the tour comes. Hannah's going with me this time, and she's going to be doing a regular short video update. So our media we'll be doing it by video. Probably we'll write some blogs as well, but we're going to be doing things by video. So you'll be wanting to find out about that and how that is doing. Now in our prayer today, it's Thanksgiving, and I remember when I was working for Brother Hagen, and he gave me the lesson for Thanksgiving to put in the Word of Faith, and he said this: we should thank God for what God tells us to thank Him for. So I want us to turn, or you can just to Colossians chapter 1. And this is how I begin my prayer of authority of the believer every day. I'm telling you that Paul, he must have just been giving thanks all the time. In Colossians chapter 1, he says, we give thanks to God, verse 3, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. I thought about an old Negro spiritual. There is a balm in Gilead. I sing it quite often. And there's a little line in it that says, I may not preach like Peter. I may not pray like Paul. But I have the Holy Spirit. Now, I thought about that spiritual. And then I thought, yes, that's exactly how it is. Paul was such a man of prayer. My goodness, he prayed all the time. And we have some of his prayers that we can follow ourselves. But he prayed for his partners. He prayed for those people, those Colossian Christians. He prayed for everyone. So we pray for each other. But then we come down to verse 12, and it says this. And it says in the King James, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet or qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Brother Hagin pointed out that it says here that we are to be giving thanks to the Father for qualifying us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light, and here is the New American, for rescuing us for the dominion of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let's just all right now thank you, Father. I want to thank you. We thank you. This Thanksgiving, we thank you for your redemption. We thank you. What does that mean? You bought us back. You redeemed us. Satan had come and broken our fellowship with you, broken our connection. But, oh, we thank you that you restored it through the blood of your sacrificial lamb that was perfect, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you every single day, Lord. You know, I miss a few, but not many. Thanking you for qualifying me for the inheritance of the saints in the light. I'm not in the darkness. I'm in the light. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. And I have an inheritance, and I thank you for it. And I thank you that you rescued me out from the dominion of darkness and the dominion of the devil. And you translated me into the kingdom of your beloved Son. And I thank you, we thank you, all of we who call ourselves in the company of the WWPs, we are a rescued company. We are a prayer warrior company that was in the hands of darkness, but you translated us out by your precious blood. And we want to thank you for that and give you utmost thanksgiving for it right now, Holy One of Israel. Now, dearest folks, we're going to pray the prayer of authority of the believer. And we're going to exercise it especially for our government, our country, together. Whenever I do my authority of the believer, I say to the Lord, and I felt this morning to encourage you to do the same thing. I say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not doing this alone. Other WWPs are doing this today, and I join with them. And it gives me an added boost to my faith to know that you, wherever you are taking your authority. But I thought I might encourage you to mention it to the Lord, that when you're praying your prayer of authority of believer, that you mention it to the Lord. Lord, I'm joining today with the other WWPs. And you might mention it to the devil. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we begin our prayer today by lifting up Brother Max, lifting him up. He's one in authority. Think through his mind, speak through his lips, and around him, those who are around him, Lord. I know he knows how to take his authority. But we join in it right now. We join in it now. We're asking you for blessing upon him, blessing upon his body, blessing him for giving him rest. We do send out the angels to get what he needs for the meeting in Jordan. And we claim it from you. Ample, ample, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over what is needed for this meeting. Lord, we're going to pray for their minds of the people who are coming. They have been lied to. Oh, Father, they've been lied to. They've been brought up with darkness all around. Even those who know you and see the light and walk in the fullness of bliss above. Even those who really know God's word, they've had to grow up in dark areas. They've grown up where darkness has permeated their countries. And in the name of Jesus, we lift them up. We lift them up to you. Oh, Father, open their eyes. Open their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus over their travels. And not one of them can be deterred by Satan from coming. We plead the blood of Jesus that if it's in their heart to come, then they can come. And you have provided a way. And in the name above every name, Holy One, we pray for the blessing of God upon all those who are coming on this Jordanian trip and on our Israel trip. And we pray the blessing of God, Holy Father, upon Thanksgiving in America. Oh, Father. We would pray that at every table, your presence would be there. I noted in this week's, if I can find my book here, I noted in this week's prayer that the Lord said our words that we got. I thought this was really amazing. And this is underlined. Transformation, spiritual awakening occurs, and my presence becomes real and powerful in the lives of each individual and the entire church. I have shown you that God delights in drawing near to those who earnestly seek me. As I was reading this, I thought about this is spiritual awakening. People's lives transformed, changed. Transformation, spiritual awakening occurs, and my presence becomes real and powerful in the lives of each individual and the entire church. I would lift up the body of Christ, Father, for this Thanksgiving, that in the body of Christ, when they're among their families, that your presence would become real. We pray for your presence to become real in the Jordanian meeting. Your presence to become real. There are people going with me to Israel, people that I've known a long, long time, but their knowledge of Israel is very short. And Lord God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help Max, Kamal, Brenda, Tony, Shelley, me. Help us, I pray. You said to lift up the leaders, first of all. There are leaders in the body of Christ. This is Wednesday. And many of them, including Chip and Candace, Max, have Wednesday evening meetings. Father, Sunday mornings. Father, how we would pray that when our leaders enter the pulpits, they would speak as the oracles of God and minister with the ability that God gives. I pray and lift up the WWP prayer force. Holy Father, that you would use us each day, every day, like you said last week, you wanted to use us every day, every minute. But that you would use us daily in taking our authority. We lift up for blessing, guidance, protection, direction, the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, his family, and every person that you put in office, any elected office, Lord, that you place there. We pray for them, Father, in the name above every name. Protection, guidance, direction. We pray for our dear friends that we met at Autumn Assembly, Kevin and Lily Leslie. We pray particularly for today for my phone call, for the phone, not my phone call, the ambassador's phone call, but for Lily Mills, Lily Cerrone Mills, the young woman who's really my contact there. And I pray for another dear one who's in a high, high place, and that's Cody Inman. We have some, Father, that you put that I know, but I know there are many others like them that are put there by you. I lift up my senator, Senator Josh Hawley, particularly, my representatives. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, the best government on earth is a theocracy when you are the king. But earth doesn't have such a thing today. And we do pray that you'll help us. Help us, Lord. You said that if we lift up those who are in authority, it's so that we can have a quiet and peaceful life and that all men could come to you and be saved. So we pray for a time of great awakening, a time of spiritual revival. And you said it would be in individuals. We pray for ourselves. Pray for ourselves. And now together, we lift up our voice as one in taking our authority. Because we pray according to your word. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is like the working of your mighty power, your resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body over all things. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, who are rich in mercy and chesed and grace, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened us in the body with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And so, according to the written word of God, we are right at your right hand in the Lord Jesus. And according to the written word of God, through the power of the Spirit, we, you, the Father and the Son, indwell us. Oh, my, what position. My, what authority. My, what power. Teach us, Lord, to use this as we should. Teach us to do what you said in Romans 5:17. Those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, I'm going to ask you today to bless that phone call with the ambassador. Give us utterance, the ministers on the call, and help him to see and know that we're not his enemies. We're his friends. Help him to see and us to deliver the truth that we are both covenant peoples. Holy Father, we now turn to the enemy, for you wrote and had it written. It is written, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And so we now say, Satan, kingdom of darkness, head down to the lowest level devil, you listen to us. We command and demand today you keep hands off the offices of the administration, the Congress, the courts. In Jesus' name, we take our authority and we plead the blood of Jesus over the houses of governments and the governing ones in it. In the name above every name, we do say, demon spirits, you shall not work in the administration. You shall not work today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Senate. We plead the blood of Jesus over the House. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Supreme Court and the courts beneath it. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus against any demon spirits that would try to work down through wherever Max is going. We plead the blood of Jesus and say halt to any of the enemy's plans in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do the same with our state offices and city and county in the name above every name. We would rule and reign today. We plead the blood of Jesus over Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We plead the blood of Jesus over our derricks, every single one of us. I plead the blood of Jesus over Migdal Arbel. And there is a phone call going on. You'll have nothing to do with it. That's a conference call. In Jesus' name, you'll have nothing to do with any of the plans, purposes, and pursuits of Migdal Arbel. In Jesus' name, the monies are coming. They're on their way right now. In Jesus' name, that God's way would prevail, and you have to bow. In the name above every name, cease and desist in all your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations against our families, and against this day, and against this prayer call. You have no sway. You have no say here. In the name and the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, that's what we want to thank you for, that we could pray the way we just did, that we could know that we're praying according to your will. And if we pray according to your will, as it is written in 1 John, you hear us. And if you hear us, we know we have petitions that we ask of you. Use us now, we pray, Lord, according to your own design. You're the one who designed this phone call. You're the one who had Brother Billy Edgar call the prayer meeting. You're the one who caused us to join. You're the one who calls us the saints in prayer. And now, Lord, use, I know, and multiply millions and trillions of answers and prayers will flow down now through the saints of God in prayer, in the Spirit, in tongues. And we do thank you that you will give us an interpretation of as much of it as you want us to have, but we know it's vastly broader and vastly more far-reaching and goes into many, many individual situations and into many, fathers, just beyond our understanding. But we do thank you for the interpretation of the part that we are given to understand. Anstonomogwa, Bladududujishwa, Kabigandombre kalekakaya anyenemokwa. Ridanyo no kwa, ridanyo no kwa. Ijo no kobra halakaya no kohoro kombratia. Kigando. Istianto prekelikahalaila. Krivanjo no kobre kevra gadanje de godoshka dabrika teleko kapra. Mili kombre ke de govre ke de gondombre ke de galaka a jonde le kobre e vejou tatakai. O Father, my Father, simo no kwa che ne kopa. Ki vala dohoro komba, chano ko do goho shaka bre ke le kongra katai. Ili du 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 go bwa bro ke da jenye ne kwa. E je ne me kwa, e je ne me ne kwa karoko debre ka de gadashka. Mele tora manakya, mele tora. Bidu go bwa, fra ka de gangangara gadashka, bri ka le go gapre. Kya paru du jemi a tora, ma shaktya, ma shaktya. Ashko dompe ka de galakai, ma protija. Ma tu figa le kope ke di kangra ko tešina, bro. Iša nema kwerio ni kwa. Stiano no koble, ma ko le kapinu no kwa. Pregi di vrešu tombe velititia. Gramina kaj, gramina kaj, gramina kaj. Mele toro, mele toro, mele toro. Ah, hašeneko, hašeneko horoko dianda. Meko loko ubraka frangja niko to, breka dikanda. Mele du horoko ba, hašeneko romanakai. Ele brotui, anya ne ko rogo danche, ele ko bra balatai, ana kala kakai, ana kalata. Kiva le duho shanko, breka te ka daha shankara ka dashka danche, le kotoshka. Ele kwa, mecho na ko raka teche. O si brato freka de ko horo kongamba, la katai, ana kahala kai, anto rogo doshka da prika te ka fa. Ele menu to le combratia na coroco tenye ne kalakaya tata a jange e ne copre e jana kodo kobra. Kifka do kohora kateske te kadaka halai, ha shantora, ha shantora, ha shantora. Swidanje, swidanje vika. Mijo do gobre, e jana kakaka, a jana kaki. On pa frenye ne kwa. O pa frenye, mi do go bwa ala kambebia ala kongrandie nikolo go go pa. I žini me koral gadaška danže de go doška da braktja. Preskadin je neko hora gadaška. O, samanakaj. Samanakaj haka. A samanakaj anaka hala kambra. E žili ko toška tam breka tega doho šakaj. Menjo no ko uroko dole kapra. Menjo no ko uroko dole kapra, vraka tega on žemje. E sato, e sato, e sato. Kravi dan lotja na kaj, kravi dan jo no ko pa. Meli duho žvanterjo na nekon grabi, da le kon grandje neko dogo banga. Išti on to preka tega dahalai. Iša tako horako kam preka tega halakaja. Iša na karaka deli kongara kadaška tam džangde da godoho iša kapa. Iša tako horako mbembje i veli to horako toška. Sidi ko horako mganga la kata horaka tide ko hoše tede kata iša kabra. Ele vedu kwa, ele vedu kwa, ele vedu kwa. Kemen kwer yo no no kompre kate kala hilaka a jan de koro ka peño no koro ko pape la teñe ni kala kai loto lo no 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 izadia izadia francoca Et ça dit avant qu'à la cambiano, et j'ai découvert que d'os que t'embrais que t'es que d'achanga. Et les cotes gouvrées, et j'en ai encore montagne, et les cotes gouvrées, à la racote de combré, les vrais catania, les cotes gouvrées, les donnes, les cotes gouvrées. Crive les combres, anienneka. Mato, mato, mato. Oh, Father, Isa, colocopa. Crive di combrero, tosca tance, di cotosca te procotoco. Ma la correva ne coroco de di cacà, la toroco doi jangapa. Criva ne na coroco do, ma na caia na calate, totoco roja. E cala cacaia na cahala cacca. Criva la cor manacaya. Criva la cor manacaraca del cohoroco combra. E chateau, e chateau, e chateau. E va le due cosua. Ma coroco di bra. Mego di capa. Mango le tica. Mango le tica. Chi bruhuvra chi tionoco e calda cabagne ne qua, che le gombrevre di jante le cabra cale cangara gadigno no coroco donye. E je le gopev la tunia, na le cahaya, na le gombrevre, na le condiavre. E magnato, e magnato, e magnato. Crida le cangara gadivra diono no nombre che le cabranie ne coge gaba. E je ne me coraca le cangrave, dalle gombale cangiero, no, no qua, no qua, no qua, no qua. Belli franto, mi sciatto. E che la cabragna, ne che le cabra, alle gonge, alle gonge, alle gonge. Che la cabagna, che la cabigno. Ma le tutta mia. Ma le tutta mia canga. Milottobre, 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 che fracadigno, non corro capeccio, non conto gomba. Sua scitagno, sua scitagno, ma caracadasca, danci, le godosca. Fridagno, non corro copiliti, fracadanci, le godosca. Mi que frata ha scitto. Mi cri frata ha langhe. Criva d'oro con palitato, 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 che frende ne caccia. Caccia go. Mesto tomba. Mesto tomba via. Mesto tomba via gongambi, alle canga, alle ciotto. Crive di coro combra. Pemene cahalaila. E je dico to chua. Maroko to to copa. La di angombra frettagne no qua agito lo cobri catale cacai. Avagne no qua. Avagne no kinya. Bombarita, bombarita, bombarita. Fretta don nome. Calle cambra, calle codè, bricotà. Perché de gombrania na candiana codoro cohoro congoro codosca dandia. Kala kambra ale kangara kade yishanto. Isha te kohora kodash kata aplika tika dahala ka kanga. Amana kohora ko kangara tate kohora katyanda te ko praktyanda. Pele tuto do goho shankyanto do go doho shakabra. Nisyo prakade gohole kambra tene kohora ko doho shakambra kade gandangye. Ishatori amanakai. Ishanakaraka dale kankaraka dancha de kotoshka ta aprika de kada ashanka. Meritudio pro kofretia adinyu no kwa ajita la kombi kade kava. No, it's a baya kanka. Crebe le dujwa, manyo na koruko di bravra diano, no, father, pitushka. Pidoshka mia, Fiducia mia canca alla covredia in coro codosca da bra alla cagliante e le caganga all'intitta. All'intitta sia. All'intitta sia conca. Chi manna qua e je ne coro delle capanga alla cambradia alla combradia ne combradia ne codosca. Swehele kai. Swele he kai. Dido go breka fraka te chende de go horoko toshka tanche de go dohoshe ka fraka te katai. Asha te go horoko kamba malatita. O Father. Malatita, malatita, malatita. Chi me le comprevre di scattancia da gore co tianta da gore co precti di capa e le magnoto da co brafraca digna no coro con giangia la macaisca e genemo tua e genemo tua e genemo qua cazzi le indegne crabi da cola capa. Oh Father, my Father. Cale cobre de le combra, se ne corocote, pele caca calaila, e nini calaca ha, bele he ha, yana corandie. Mishko topre, mishko topre. Gangoro kodoho shaka, matole kabaratia. Kile kohora kampete, freka do ojendia no koro kodofra kadala kaika. Mi tutto cuba, mi scendiato, o le cavre, o le cavre, o le cavre. Maschiano. Maschiano, Nica. Maschiano, no cobre, che di gadai, anaco, o le cavre, te, malitofra. Mangoro gohoshe, chiaracotohoshe capri, che di gahalaila. Kamanaka halaila. Agabara kata he shanto, tade kohara ko prangde ne kotu prakatanjanga. Meshwatam preti kohulo ko preti. Afrika de ka halaila halaila. Manchona, manchona mia. Manchona mia kafri, kare goho le kambri, kare ga gabri, ishano kua dambri, kare go doru kobri, kare ga danche, kare go toshka. Kebri dohoshwa, mara ko doshka dambri, kare go dohosha kabri. Ishan toru goho le kambraktye. Mele kubre fredili kangara katashka. Egele govrenje ne kuhala kabra kada kundoriške da kata frakanje ne kore kodoške. Iša ne matonje ne kua, iša ne matonje ne me kua tabri kale kangrandje bili du šwa mi ne kore kodohile kabra. Mana kotete, mana kotete, mana kotete, mana kotete. Ifra ne kura manakaj, makolo kobili akta. I jan de logohora kadashka dambri kadega la kambra kadego doshke de kalatito. I jan de kobri hifai, matogoro go baka. Elibri hidi ko horshanto de go doho shakabri kadega dasha kanga. Miletonye, 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 miletonye kaka frate, nima kaka. Je ne me kahara kaka, shana koro kodosh gebre, dele kangara kadavra, tiena koto e shaka. Blidanyo, blidanyo, blidanyo. Ma koro kodon jene kwa. Kiri gohoro kombak, tiena kobre, kate kadash, kadabre, kate kadai. Lele kai. Lele hikai, lele hikai. Agabra kadishan to kohusha kapra. Et je ne comprends pas ni ne quoi le cas le conca, brica de go le conga ragadashka da brica de kadashka. Oh, manikaka, 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 frandierno. Manikaka, manikaka, frandi de cobra, que de vite on a cobri, que de can, de cobra. Isanagore, que de hiva, matoko dobre, que de anta. Maleko cabri, maleko cabri, malekaya. Montiano. Montiano. Montiano fica. Oh, shata la caia ne cota cobrete. Bala di hiva cora manaca. Lido do do chua, pishontobre, kata kafai. Kata kafai. Kata kafai. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name above every name, your truth, the truth sets men free. Your truth makes men free. Hallelujah. We pray for the freedom, the truth that sets men free to permeate all that we do, all that we say, every meeting we have, every seminar, every prayer meeting, Lord. Help us see your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Deposits of truth, truth, truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Brother Max, are you there in Bahrain?
Yes, I
think
am.
Of the wonder of it, folks. Think of the wonder of it. Oh, Max in Bahrain, you who you where you are, and me here in the Ozarks. Oh, and God, all of us in Him, and He in us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know, there's only three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. Really, I think one of the most important books I ever did was the mini book, Rightly Dividing the Word. So it doesn't matter if your background was Arab or your background was Native American. You're in another group now. You're in the church of the living God. And when he addresses us, he doesn't address us in any other way but the church. And so we're all one, no matter where we are, no matter who we are, no matter what our flesh background was. We are the living, breathing body of Christ in the earth, in Bahrain, in Minnesota, in California, in the Ozarks, we're one. We're one. We're one in Him. He's the head, and we're the body. Hallelujah.
As somebody that I saw tonight, I forgot even to tell Quinn about it. It's not like I don't want to tell her. I forgot. I know she's on the call. From Qatar. My goodness. Qatar is about 25 minutes from here. From me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the region. This is anyway.
Someone's on the call from Qatar.
Well, on the call from Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of Qatar, you think of all the atmosphere over there, what Hamas is doing through Iraq,
mm-hmm.
You know, because you mentioned the church. God is in Qatar.
Yeah, in that group, any Jew, any Gentile can come in that third group, and we become the body of Christ all over this world, one body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome,
Okay.
Welcome,
Praise
welcome,
the
every
Lord.
one of you. Bless the Lord.
Okay, start with Zechariah 14:14. Zechariah
Zechariah
14:14.
14:14, right?
Yes. First statement, take that step. I've been asking you to take that step. I've been asking you to take right
What was the next word
now.
after a step? I have been.
I have been, yeah. I have been.
Okay, got it.
You to take right now. Now the rest of it is underlined. Read like this. The Holy Spirit is whispering to some of you. Holy Spirit is whispering of you. Our statement read like this. Take that step I've been asking you to take right now. Underline part, the Holy Spirit is whispering to you, I'm sorry, to some of you. Yeah, that's it. Holy Spirit is whispering of you. All right. Next scripture is John 13:7. John 13:1-3, verse 7. Next statement is not underlined. Read like this. In fact, God is doing, in fact, God is doing more than you asked, ED in the end, than you asked or imagined. Or imagined. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you, this prayer, all statement. I'll read it again. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked this prayer, Paul.
Max, you're cutting out just a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'm not dealing with
if you
the
wouldn't, if you wouldn't
English.
Mind to go back at the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked this prayer.
What is the word after imagined?
Why?
Could you spell it, please?
W-H-Y? Is that why?
Got it.
Yeah.
In fact, God
because
is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked this prayer.
In this prayer.
In this prayer.
All times. Maybe I should take
Because
my earbuds off. Hang on.
you asked in this prayer. Is prayer the last word?
No. Can you hear me better now?
That's better, much better.
Okay, I took my earbuds off, so I thought maybe something to do with them.
Okay.
Okay, the statement read like this. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you ask in this prayer all times.
Times, T-I-M-E-S.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you sure you're hearing me better? Or should
well,
I move from my spot?
Got it. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked in this prayer all times.
Correct, but asked or imagined. There is no you there. Asked or imagined.
I think that's what I said. Let me read it again.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why?
Right.
Because you asked in this prayer all times.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Okay. Next scripture is Ephesians 3:20. Next statement, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Stay ready for the next move. Stay ready for the next move. Not to miss what God is doing. Not to miss what God is doing. The key is to pray. The key is to pray with my friend and prophet. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Stay ready for the next move. Not to miss what God is doing. The key is to pray with my friend and prophet. And it's all underlined. Okay.
Thank you.
Acts 12:24. Colossians 4:2. Okay, next statement is not underlined. So this one is not underlined. And it reads like this. Understanding of how God moves. Understanding of how God moves and works with an S. God moves and works. Don't pretend to have all. Oh, the answers. Don't pretend to have all the answers. There are times when you have no answers. Okay. Well, yeah, we all know that.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's for sure.
Okay, I'm going to read this. Yeah, I'm going to read the sentence again. Understanding of how God moves and works. Don't pretend to have all the answers. There are times when you have no answers. Wow, this is really deep. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Praise the Lord. Next statement,
you know,
is
I understand that, though. I understand that. I read in my own Bible reading, I'll come to a scripture and I think, Lord, I really don't understand what that means. And he's saying right here, that's all right. You don't have to have all the answers. Just believe it.
Yes, yes. Next one, this one is underlined. And read like this. Also, believe that you can't predict. Yeah, that you can't predict. Also believe that you can't predict how, where, or when I will move or work. Okay, I'll read it again. If I didn't say it's underlined, this statement I'm going to read now is underlined. Also believe that you can't predict how, where, or when I will move or work. And that is the statement. Second Peter 1:21. Second Peter 1:21. John 3:8. John chapter 3:8. Isaiah 55:8-9. Isaiah 55:8-9. 2 Peter 1:21. John 3:8. Isaiah 55:8-9. Next statement is not underlined. And it reads like this. You are called to trust me. You are called to trust me. And you must wait on me. You are called to trust me, and you must wait on me. The working of the Spirit has its mysterious way. Has its mysterious way. When I speak of mysterious or things that can't be understand fully, fully. Yeah, fully.
Maybe
can't
it's understood.
Understand fully.
Understood?
No, it's understand. Understand fully.
Okay,
okay.
Could I ask
I'll
you about another word?
Yeah, I was going to read all of it. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When I speak of, could that be mysteries or things that can't be understood fully?
When I speak
Rather than
of,
mysterious?
or maybe, okay, mysteries.
Right, mysteries, not mysterious.
Okay, yeah.
Let me see if this is it. You are called to trust me, and you must wait on me. The working of the Spirit has its mysterious ways. When I speak of mysteries or things that can't be understood fully.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move along here. Okay, praise the Lord. Then the Lord gave us Daniel, the book of Daniel, 4, verses 34 and 35. Daniel 4, 34 and 35. Isaiah 55, 11. Isaiah 55, 11. Oh, that was tonight. I'm talking to myself. Okay. Isaiah 55, 11, next statement. This one is underlined, and it reads like this. Don't go along, A-L-O-N-G, with the winds. Don't go along with the winds, church. Don't go along with the winds, church. You need to follow my guidelines. You need to follow my guidelines. It start with an F.
With an what?
It starts with A-N-N-F-I-F, two words, N-F. It starts with an F.
I-F?
Yeah, I-F. And the rest of it is how did Daniel pray? How did Daniel pray? So that's the statement. I'll read it again. Don't go along with the winds, church. You need to follow my guidelines. Yeah, guidelines. It starts with an F. How did Daniel pray? Interesting statement.
Is that word, it starts with an if, I-F?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then the last few words after
Daniel
if.
Pray?
How did Daniel pray? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Second Chronicles. 7:14, 1:4. Second Chronicles.
That's what he's
7,
talking
14.
About, the if. It says, if my people who are called by my name.
Oh. Okay.
That's the if. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't know that. Thank you, Lord, for this ability.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Okay, Second Chronicles 7:14. Okay. Next statement. Next statement read like this. The end of it is underlined. I'll let you know when I get there. Read like this. Non-underlined part. Believe that this is the... Oh, Moses. Believe that this is the Moses generation. believe that this is the Moses generation, my people should be crying out to God. Believe that this is the Moses generation, my people should be crying out to God.
He mentioned that last week, crying out to God, what we should be doing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the rest of it is underlined. Concerning the conditions around you all. Concerning the conditions around you all. Okay, I'll read it from the beginning again here. Non-underlined part. Believe that this is the Moses generation. My people should be crying out to God. Underlined part. Concerning the conditions around you all. Okay. Then the Lord gave us the book of Exodus, Exodus 3, verses 9 and 10. Exodus 3, verses 9 and 10. The book of Daniel 9, Daniel 9, verses 4 and 5. Daniel 9, 4 and 5. Next statement. This one is underlined. The whole statement is underlined and read like this. The fact is you need to move. Oh, I'm sorry. You need the move. I skipped a word there. Okay, I'll start from the beginning. The fact is you need the move of God. No vote will ever bring about a spiritual change. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. The fact is, you need the move of God. The fact is, you need the move of God. No vote will ever bring about a spiritual change. That is the thing.
That reminds me of what he said years ago to me, through me. One thing will change America, and it is not an election. One thing will save America, and it's not an election. The votes don't bring about spiritual change. It's the move of God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know that one. I have it written. I talk about it all the time. And it's true.
Yeah.
Praise God.
That's what he's telling us right here. Anyway, go ahead, please.
Okay. So, next statement. Read like this. I operate through my people. I operate through my people. Turn over your time. Turn over your time to me. Turn over your time to me. I operate through my people. Turn over your time to me, and I will move. And I will move in a manifestation of my power. Okay, I'll read it again. I operate with an S, I operate through my people, turn over your time to me, and I will move in a manifestation of my power. Wow. Okay. Next is Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10. Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter 3, verse 4. 1 Peter 3, 4. Next statement. Okay, this one is half and half. The beginning of it is underlined. I'll let you know when it's not. So it reads like this. The beginning is underlined. Position yourselves. Yeah, with an S. Position yourselves and let the Holy Spirit use you. Position yourselves and let the Holy Spirit use you. Non-underlined part, same statement. There is no other commodity, commodity.
Yes.
How you pronounce that?
Commodity.
Commodity.
You did. Okay. You did it right.
I don't know what this word means. Well, I will soon hear. Thank you, Lord. Other commodity that will purchase my will. It is from heaven. Wow. Okay. From the beginning, underline part. Position yourself and let the Holy Spirit use you. Non-underline part. There is no other commodity that will purchase my will. It is from heaven. Okay. I believe you got this, Miss Billy. You got the statement?
Mm-hmm. I have it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Acts, the book of Acts, 1:8. Acts 1:8. John 1. John 1, 32 through 33. John 1, 32, 32 through 33. All right, praise the Lord. We're in the last statement here. Not quite done, but. And the statement reads like this. A new move of God. Yeah, a new move of God is on the way. A new move of God is on the way. Don't just be in a waiting mood. Don't just be in a waiting mood, church. That's a statement. M-O-D-E. Okay. New move
mode.
Of God.
Mode.
M-O-D-E?
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad I spelled it. Mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with mood. I don't know why. Okay. New move of God is on the way. Don't just be in a waiting mode. Church. That's the statement.
In other words, don't just be sitting around waiting like ripe cherries fall off a tree. There's something for you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on your hands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jeremiah 18. Ah, boy, this is not clear enough. Praise the Lord. Let me see here. Jeremiah. Yeah, it is 18. Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 10. The way it's looped, it could be 15, but I'm certain it's 18. We'll
So
see
we'll
when we
check it
get
out.
there.
We'll check it
Jeremiah?
out. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 8.
7 through 8 or seven
All
through
right.
ten?
I'm sorry, 7 through 10. My goodness,
Okay.
Miss Billy, thank you. You are
We'll just stay on top of it
on the
for each
ball.
other. Yeah. For each
Yeah,
other.
man. Excuse me. I'm getting better out of it. I'm just under when I'm not okay. Praise the Lord.
You
Now,
do well. He helps you.
thank you. You are where I need you to be. You are where I need you to be. And then the underlying part of the same statement starts here. So you are where I need you to be. Underlying part, I say that revival is coming. I say that revival is coming. And you are to believe that. Wow.
I believe
So
in you.
non-underlying part, you are where I need you to be. Underlying part, I say that revival is coming, and you are to believe that. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah, Brother Matt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, he's beginning with one of the most prophetic scriptures in the Old Testament, Zechariah. And he begins with Zechariah 14:14. They're all prophetic, though. Huh. Even Judah will fight at Jerusalem. Nope. Is that right? And the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be collected, gold, silver, and garments in great abundance. This is predicting the last war.
Huh.
Yeah, this is Zechariah 12 and 14, the last war of this age. There'll be 1,000 years, then there'll be another war. But this is talking about when Jesus comes back on his white horse of power, and we're behind him, and all the nations have surrounded Jerusalem. And so the surrounding nations, those that are borderline, border on Jerusalem, border on Israel, will bring into Jerusalem in abundance. Take that step I have been asking you to take right now. Underlined, the Holy Spirit is whispering to some of you. John 13:7. Jesus answered him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward, you will understand." In fact, next statement. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked in this prayer all times. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. All of this is going to take time for meditation, and all of it we could stop and talk about. But I need to get out to Prayer Mountain today, so I'm going to have to guard myself. Don't stop and preach, Billy Graham. Okay. Underlined. Stay ready for the next move, not to miss what God is doing. The key is to pray with my friend and prophet. Acts 12:24. But the word of God increased and multiplied. Colossians 4:2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
Oh.
Next statement. Understanding of how God moves and works. Don't pretend to have all the answers. There are times when you have no answer. Underlined. Also believe that you can't predict how, when, no, excuse me, how, where, or when I will move or work. 2 Peter 1:21. For no prophecy, or I'm going to read it in the King James, it's the best. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. John 3:8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You are called to trust me, and you must wait on me. The working of the Spirit has its mysterious way. When I speak of mysteries or things that can't be understood fully. Daniel 4:34-35. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me. And I bless the Most High, and praise and honor him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will among the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Underlined. Don't go along with the winds, church. You need to follow my guidelines. It starts with an if.
Mm-hmm.
How did Daniel pray? 2 Chronicles 7:14. And this is in the King James. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In other words, if you do it, you know, you're the one who has to do it. How did Daniel pray? If you check Daniel's prayers, you'll find out how he did it. Believe that this is the Moses generation. My people should be crying out to God, underlined, concerning the conditions around you all. Exodus 3, 9 and 10. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come up to me, and I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptians oppressed them with. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Daniel 9, 4 and 5. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and has, and, no, this is love, and who keeps covenant and chesed, that's right, keeping covenant and chesed to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts or commandments and thy judgments. In other words, God said that's how Daniel prayed. Daniel reminded God that he had a covenant with him, and he reminded God of chesed. That means, in King James, the second word is translated mercy. In ESV and NASV, it's loving kindness or steadfast love, but it's not those. It's chesed, which means he reminded God that he keeps his covenant. Chesed, obligation to keep covenant. All of this demands meditation, folks.
Yeah.
Underlined. The fact is, you need the move of God. No vote will ever bring about a spiritual change. I operate through my people. Turn over your time to me, and I will move in a manifestation of my power. Ephesians 1. 9 and 10. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth. That is the coming times. That's the future. 1 Peter 3 and verse 4.
No, the opposite.
1 Peter 3, 4?
No. 1 Peter 4, 3. Maybe I read it, Bobby.
Okay, we'll do it. Glad we caught it. 1 Peter 4, 3. For the time is past for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry.
Interesting. Okay.
Underlined. Position yourselves and let the Holy Spirit use you. Not underlined. There is no other commodity that will purchase my will. It is from heaven. You see, a commodity is something you trade. On the stock market, they trade commodities. But he said, there's no commodity that will bring my will about. It comes from heaven through the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8. but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. I don't really have time. I need to get around here, but I'm going to say this anyway. Where you are right now in Bahrain, where you are in Saudi Arabia, you are his witness. And you don't have to stand upon the table, Max, and preach to them. But your being, your very being, the honesty and integrity with which you operate and depend upon the Holy Spirit, you are a witness in Bahrain, in Saudi America. I mean, Saudi Arabia. You are his witness right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
John 1, 32 and 33. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained on him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, that is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit's working there through you, dear brother. Next word. New move of God is on the way. Don't just be in a waiting mode, church. Jeremiah 18, 7 through 10. At one time or one moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it. If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I plan to bring on it. Or at another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it. If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which I had promised to bless it. Oh, that has a lot to do with what you're doing, Max. There could be some of those kingdoms. It could have been God's plan that they would be broken down and destroyed. But if they turn from their evil and relent from the disaster that was intended, then God will bring them into good.
Wow.
So nations right now, and you're being sent to them, nations right now, I think, are being given the opportunity to move from cursing Israel into blessing Israel.
Amen.
And if they do it,
Amen.
If they do it, then they could be a sheep nation. One of them, I think, is Germany. I'm telling you, Germany has come out. We are on the side of Israel. And then other nations, which seemed like they were doing good, other European nations, they've come out opposite. So that's just what God's saying right here in this passage.
Wow.
And I think this might be to you, Max. You are where I need you to be. And I'm sure it's to much others. All body, lots and lots of folks,
yeah.
But probably to you too. You are where I need you to be. Then underlined, I say that revival is coming, and you are to believe that.
Wow.
Trust in me. He told us what to do. Cry out. Believe. Don't just sit around in a waiting mode, but be that to Moses' generation crying out. What happened to the Moses generation? They got taken out of Egypt and into the promised land. We are that generation that's going to be taken out of this world and into the promised land. And I got to go so that I can get ready to go to Prayer Mountain. Oh, I'd like to stop and preach in a lot of places along the ways here. But
my goodness.
You can get it. God will see that everybody gets it. I don't need to act like I've got all the answers because I don't. Love you guys, I'll see you. And we're going to be praying right. Yeah, he said it. That's what he said. We're going to be praying at 12:15, Brother Max. That'll help you get on with your day, and it'll help me get on with mine. Thank you.
Yeah,
Love
they need to
you.
call me
See you
though.
guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.